Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on Prayer Praise Deliverance Ministries, and today is August the 2nd, 2023, and we just want to thank God for just allowing us to be here this morning. Oh, Father God, I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for just waking us up this morning. Lord God, that we can come together and just pray for one another, Lord God, and stand in the gap for those that may not be able to pray for themselves, Jesus. Lord God, we give you all the praise and glory this morning, Lord. You are worthy. You are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask and imagine, Jesus. Lord God, we are so grateful, Lord God, that you've given us this day, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for being our shepherd that we shall not want, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our refuge this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that you will make a way, Lord God. Lord God, and we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in marriages today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for opening doors, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify your holy name, Lord God, for you are able, Lord. You are able, and I just thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, we give you the highest praise this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we just come to you today, Heavenly Father. Lord God, praying for those, Lord God, that may be sick, Lord God, or just going through just any type of depression or anxiety today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Heavenly Father, that may have cancer, Lord God, lupus, Lord God, diabetes, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on, Lord God. We're praying for the youth, Lord God, the children, Heavenly Father, as they're going back to school, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for the teachers, Heavenly Father. Lord God, that you give them patience, Lord God, and compassion for the students, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're praying for just those, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Heavenly Father, that don't know you, Heavenly Father. So we're praying for their salvation today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. Lord God, that they will bring their lives, Lord God, to you, Jesus, Lord God, that they will give their lives to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those that may be incarcerated, Heavenly Father. Lord God, because we know that you are a God of a second chance and third and fourth and fifth, Lord God. So we're praying for them today, Heavenly Father. Lord God, that you are just meet the needs, Lord God, of all your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, and the family, Lord God, that's attached to this prayer line, Lord God. We praying for Apostle Horsley, Lord God, and Sister Wonderland, Lord God. Lord God, Sister Marie, Heavenly Father, and her daughter, Jesus, Lord God. We praying for Sister Mary and Sister Lucinda, Heavenly Father, and Sister Gladys, Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne and Sister Sheila, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for each and every person and family member, Lord God, and Sister Darlene and Jamila, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and Pastor Celestica, Jesus, Lord God. We praying for each and every person, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God. I lift each and every person up to you today, Lord God, saying please meet the needs, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, as we enter in this new month, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that this month be filled with breakthrough, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give us each and every one a breakthrough today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As we enter this month, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that this month be the month of answered prayers, Lord God. Lord God, the month of favor, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we asking for unmeasured favor today, Lord God. Lord God, favor that doesn't even make sense, Lord God, on each and every person, Lord God, on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, extraordinary favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Favor from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. Lord God, that we will have favor everywhere we go, Lord God. That our family have favor, Lord God. Lord God, that it flows, Lord God, through us, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just praying today, Lord God, that you just, Lord God, be with us, Lord God, in this new month, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praying for, Lord God, that you will bless us this month, Lord God. Lord God, as we enter this month of August, Jesus, Lord God, we pray for blessings, Lord God, that you will open doors, Lord God. Lord God, that you will remove every obstacle in our way, Lord God. Anything that was bringing us, Lord God, pain, Lord God, or anything that was in our way, Lord God, of us getting to our destination, Heavenly Father. I pray that it be removed today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that you will open our eyes of understanding this month, Lord God, that we lean on you, Lord God, and not unto our own understanding, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just praying for direction this month, Lord God. Lord God, that you will direct us, Lord God, and direct us in all our ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, and we just thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know, Lord God, you are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your protection, Lord God. I thank you for your provision, Lord God. As we go through this new month, Lord God, I know that you're going to open doors, Lord God. Lord God, I know, Lord God, because there's a blessing, Lord God, with our name on it, Lord God, because we are blessed and highly favored, Jesus, Lord God. We are blessed, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, and as we go, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, because you're blessing us right now, Lord God, right now as we are standing in the gap, Lord God, as we're calling on your holy name, Lord God. You're blessing us, Lord God. You're making a way right now, right now, right now, Lord God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for every green pasture, Lord God, that you brought us through, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for every still water, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for you said you would prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said you would anoint our head with oil, Lord God, that our cups shall runneth over, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, as we abide in you, Heavenly Father, you will abide in us, Lord God, for you are our rock of salvation, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for being there, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us, Lord God, keeping our mind focused on you, Lord God. As we're going through this fast, Heavenly Father, Lord God, help us to really be able to see you and hear from you, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Jesus, Lord God. We're standing in the need, Lord God. Lord God, as we come to this prayer line diligently, Lord God. Lord God, faithfully, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that our prayers be fervent and effective, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we need you, Lord God. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. We come to you today, Lord God, standing in the need, Lord God. Saying, Lord God, have your way in our life, Lord God, as we enter this new month, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, let your blessings overflow in our life, Lord God, in our children's life, Lord God, and everything that concerns us, Lord God, our businesses, Lord God, our finances, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, let the blessings flow, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, because we need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord, and I just thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you for making a way, Lord God, out of no way, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for you said in your word, Lord God, if we seek you, we will find you, Lord God. You said we ask, you will do it, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we seek and knock in, Lord God, today. Lord God, ask him, Jesus, Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God, that your kingdom come, Jesus. And I just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to be here on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for just the opportunity, Lord God, just to worship your holy name, Lord God, because you are so worthy, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord, because you are great and greatly to be praised, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do for us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God, keeping us safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we drive in our cars, Lord God, as we go to work, Lord God. I thank you for that hedge of protection, Lord God, that you place around us, Lord God. I pray for anybody, Lord God, that's going through bereavement, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray for Jada Bolden, Lord God, that she lost her father, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray for TJ, Jadon, and Kenyon, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as they're mourning their father, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just pray for them, Lord God. I lift them up, Lord God, to you today, Lord God. We're praying for Joshua, Jesus, Lord God, and Yolanda, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We're praying for Tony, Lord God, and Mr. Reggie, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We're praying for Edna, Jesus, Lord God, and so many others, Lord God, as lost loved ones, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you mend the broken hearts, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you can fill the void, Lord God. You said that you will fill the void, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Well, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, Lord God, and just mending their hearts, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God, that we have compassion, Lord God, for each other, Lord God, and we serve each other, Lord God, just like you have done for us, Lord God. Lord God, help us to, Lord God, serve with a grateful heart, Lord God. Help us to have a heart of gratitude, Lord God, as we serve each other, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that we come together, Lord God, and just pray for one another, Lord God, and stand in the gap for each other, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray for that we be able to encourage one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we have compassion, Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus. And I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the blood, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for us, Lord God. Lord God, we just know, Lord God, that you love us so much, Lord God, that you would have done it just if it was just one of us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the compassion that you have for us, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that we serve each other, Lord God, and Lord God, with a heart of gratitude, Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just like you did for us, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you today for each and every one of them, Lord God. And I pray that you bless them and keep them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Keep their families, Lord God. I pray that you answer each and every prayer request, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come to you, Lord God, that you already, we're pushing the atmosphere, Lord God. Things are starting to change right now, Lord God. Prayer requests are starting to be answered right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those strongholds are coming down right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Those yokes are being broken right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you're breaking those generational curses right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As we're praying, Lord God, as we're seeking you, Lord God, you're sifting the atmosphere right now, Lord God. Those mountains, Lord God, are being pushed into the sea right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are able, Jesus. You are able, Lord God. So we're praying, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking you, Lord God, because you said in your word, if we seek you, we will find you, Heavenly Father. So I thank you, Lord God, for tearing down every stronghold in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, that thing, Lord God, has just been, Lord God, been there for so long, Lord God. That thing we've been praying about for so long right now, I pray that you break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that was meant to harm us, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you break it and destroy it right now, Lord God, by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because there's liberty, Lord God. We are victorious in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There is liberty in the word of God, and I just pray right now today, Lord God, that you tear down every stronghold, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries right now, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Break the yokes, Lord God. Break every yoke, Lord God, that is not like you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you break every generational curse over Denver and Dallas right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that thing that might have been in our family for years, Lord God, it would not affect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that thing, Lord God, that's just trying to come against them would not, Lord God, it would not come against them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, the battle is yours, Lord God, and no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God. No weapon formed against us will prosper right now in each and every one of our life, Lord God, because we are blessed and highly favored of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We are chosen of you, Lord God. Lord God, because of the blood, Lord God, the blood, Lord God, the blood, Jesus, Lord God, destroys every yoke right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we pray right now, Lord God. We bind in every generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we're declaring and decreeing, Lord God, that this month, Lord God, of August, Lord God, will be the best month of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, this month of August, Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we will be blessed and highly favored right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. This month of August right now, Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that every obstacle will be moved right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we are the lender and not the borrower today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we have extra, Lord God. We have more than enough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we come into you today, Lord God, praying, Lord God, like Hannah prayed, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We speak to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are at your feet, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there is liberty in Christ, Lord God. We are victorious in Christ today, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, as we put on the armor of the Lord today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're going to protect us, Lord God, from every wile of the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that the enemy is in the earth, Lord God, seeking whom he could devour, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are with us, Lord God, because you said no hurt or harm will come near our dwelling, Lord God, as we dwell in the house of the Lord, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that me and my family, Lord God, would dwell in the house of the Lord, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, all the days of our life, Lord God, all the days of our life, Lord God, we will serve you, Lord God. We will serve you, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the fast that we're doing right now, Lord God, here on Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Lord God. I pray for us, Lord God, as we fast, Lord God, that we find you, Lord God. Lord God, as we diligently seek you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we find you, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this anointing, Jesus, Lord God, that you placed upon us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because our hearts is on fire for you, Lord God. Our hearts is on fire for you, Lord God. We seek you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We seek you, we seek you, we seek you today, Lord God. Because our hearts is on fire for you, Jesus, Lord God, because we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord God, because you are the way and the only way, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and we magnify you and we worship you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking every chain and every yoke in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, and we worship you. And we magnify you today, Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised. So I just want to thank everybody that's here today on the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And what we're going to do right now, if anybody has a song that they want to sing, you can go ahead and sing right now.
It's the steadfast love of the Lord. It is new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord. It is new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Amen. We thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Horstu, for that song. So this is a song that's just been on my heart all week. And it's God's got a blessing with your name on it. And I really believe that God's got a blessing with each and every one of our names on us. So we just thank God today for just that blessing that he has for us and he has for our families. And I just thank God today that he got a blessing with our name on it. I declare and decree today that God's got a blessing with our name on it. So we just thank you today. Does, if anybody else has a song that they want to sing?
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the way. Must Jesus bear his cross alone, and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Hallelujah. Thank God for the cross this morning. And Jesus,
amen,
defeated the cross. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus, amen. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. All
right. So we just thank you for each and every one of you.
I don't worry of the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know what holds tomorrow. Amen. Praise God, amen.
Amen, amen. So we just thank you, guys, for the songs this morning. So what we're going to do right now is come together and just give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we give you the glory and praise and honor this morning, God. We worship your holy name, Lord God. We are overjoyed with just overfilled with joy this morning, Lord God. We got a praise on our heart, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are up and ready to praise your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God.
We
thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are able to do exceedingly above all we ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're going to open the gates of heaven and pour us so many blessings. We don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you today and every day, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
In the
name
of Jesus,
Lord
God. We
thank
you, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised,
Lord God.
Lord God,
we honor you this morning,
Lord
God. We honor you, Lord
God.
We honor you, Lord.
May your name be praised today. In the name of
Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we can start our day out praising you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Lord God, from the beginning of our day to the end of our day, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, with all our strength, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
And to lean into you,
thank
Father.
You, Lord God. Great.
God, we just
to be
love
praised,
you
Lord
so
God.
Much.
You are great. You are worthy, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus.
To be with
thank
you
Lord.
Is
we
the
worship
most
Jesus,
peaceful
Lord
thing
God.
That could ever happen in all
thank
of
thank you,
our
Lord.
Lives.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord God. For giving us the garment of praise this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for providing the sacrifice, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the ram in the bush this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for the ram in the bush right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for providing the sacrifice, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord.
Father,
we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We
what
worship you,
did
Jesus.
With Jesus on the cross,
we worship
Father.
You, Lord. We worship you, Jesus.
We
thank you, Lord.
Are
thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We are excited this morning, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God. We are excited this morning to worship you, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you on August the 2nd, Lord God, that we can worship your holy name, Lord God. We can seek you, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, and we worship you, Lord.
In your name,
we worship you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for you are the beginning and the end, the author and the finish it, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for providing the sacrifice this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a healer, Lord God. Thank you for being a waymaker, Lord God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and glory this morning, Lord God. And we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. And we just want to come to you, Lord God, saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for food in our house, Lord God. Thank you for a roof over our head, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection, Lord God, your peace, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your provision that you made, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for new grace and mercy, Lord God, that renews daily, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We forgive those.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You've given us a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a tenth, a hundredth chance, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. Thank you for loving us, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God. And we give you the praise and glory today and every day, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for favor, grace, and mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We bless your holy name this morning, Lord God. And we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you in the sanctuary, Lord God. We praise him in the mighty heavens, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, for your acts of power, Lord God. We praise you for surpassing greatness, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, with trumpets and
flutes this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. Lord God, with the trembling dancing, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God, with the strings and the pipes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that everything that has breath, Lord God, praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us in the shelter of the Most High this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for you are great and greatly to be praised this morning, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. I just woke up so grateful, Lord God, because you said whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, Lord God, will rest in the shadows of the Almighty, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are my refuge, my fortress, Lord God, in whom I trust, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for saving us, Jesus, from the foulest snare, Lord God, and the deadly pestilence, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for covering us in the feathers, Lord God, and under the wings, Lord God, that we find refuge, Lord God, because you are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord God. You have been faithful, Lord God, and you're going to continue to be faithful in our lives, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for covering us, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, let your faithfulness be our shield and our rampart today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that fear and terror will not overtake us, Lord God, nor the arrow that flies by day, Lord God, nor the pestilence that stalks darkness, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for destroying the plague that destroys the midday, Lord God, that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near our dwelling, Lord God, that we will only observe the punishment of the wicked with our eyes, Jesus, Lord God. So I say thank you, Lord God, and I say the Lord is my refuge, Lord God. Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you today, Jesus, and I give you all the glory and honor. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of everybody that's here, and if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can go ahead and give it right now. If
good
you
morning,
have a praise
guys here. I thank God for the prayers that have gone out and the encouragement and all the praises that have gone out. I am requesting prayer to continue praying for my daughter Queen. She got bit by a spider and she is having a very bad reaction, for a quick recovery and healing, and continue to pray for David Smith. He has been taken off the ventilator now, and they are weaning him off the harsh medication, so for his healing, and all those who are sick who need healing, and traveling nurses, for those who are traveling, and that will be one of them. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B., and I'm thanking God once again for being here and for all the saints of God. I do want to pray for my niece and nephew who lost their father. They're having the going away service on today. Keep the Barringer family in prayer. They are really still having a rough time concerning the loss of their brother and son. So the Barringer family. Also want to keep those marriages in prayer. We've heard some good news about a reconciliation. And we want to pray for others that are having a rough time in their marriages, that God will continue to bless and heal and deliver. And as we're going through our fast, we just pray that the Lord will help us to hear his voice, not only while we're fasting and praying, but, you know, throughout the rest of our lives, that we will hear and listen to his voice and move according to his will, because we know that we are his people and we need to do what he would have us to do. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Thanking God for the prayer that went up this morning. Thanking God for everyone on this prayer line, and just continue to pray for the needs, hallelujah, of the world and our families and our children in school. And we're not to forget the spirits that's causing people to do murders. We must continue to keep, you know, that on our lips and, you know, binding and loosing in the name of Jesus. And thank God for our protection as we go out over the city today, and keep us and protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Amen.
Amen.
So this is Chris, and I have a prayer request. I'm praying for Dallas as he's doing his training at his school, that God just will put him peace and over everything. And I just pray for anybody that's going through bereavement, that my nephews, they lost their father a couple weeks ago. So I'm praying for TJ, Jadon, and Ken, and Joshua also, and Yolanda and Tony as they're grieving the loss of their son. And just pretty much everybody that's going through bereavement, it's just a hard time for people right now. And just, the economy is not really good right now. So we're just praying that everybody stay encouraged.
This is Sister Gladys again. I'm sorry, Sister Mary. I just want to just get this out the way real quick. Praying for God to bless us with seeds, sowing seeds, so that we can sow and, you know, a seed for somebody. And I want to God to bless me with it. So because have a need. I know we all have needs. Our family members, that my nephew, when he was released from prison, that he found fine housing, and for the ones that are backslidden in heart, my nephew James Williams, and just praying for seed. God, just so we can sow seed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Mary here, and just requesting prayer for this is a new season for kids going back to school. Want to continue to pray that they're covered. This is a new school year. They had a rest of summer for our leaders and our administrators and the teachers. For all those that are involved, the bus drivers and the workers there, just pray for their safety, their covering, and cover them as they go back to school. Want to continue to pray for those that are our sisters and close friends that are, you know, just sick, battling some sickness in their bodies. Want to pray for our sister Loretta Jones, keeping her in prayer, and our sister Jamie, keeping her in prayer. Sister Mary B. and Brenda, keeping them in prayer as they go through, and let them just continue to feel the love surround them. We know God is the great healer, and we know we're doing our part in praying and upholding them. So we just want that they are surrounded by love and confidence, and their faith is lifted up daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, so I want to thank everybody for those prayer requests. So what we're going to do right now is come together and pray over each prayer request this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we just Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just lift up all marriages to you today, Lord God. Lord God, we
hallelujah, God.
For God,
we bless
those,
your name,
God, that's going through any type of
devotion,
Lord God, that's going through any type of sickness, nothing, Lord God, anxiety, Heavenly
Father,
Lord God, depression, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We know that you are worthy, Lord God. We know that you are able, Lord God, to heal and deliver and free, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray for anybody that's going through cancer, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that have cancer, Lord God. Bless cancer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we got compassion on our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that's going through any type of bereavement, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you can heal, Lord God.
Father God, and bless them, 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 Oh, God, that beautiful marriages this morning, Father God.
Praise you, God.
Color marriages this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers, Lord God.
Thank
you, Jesus,
Lord,
for answering prayers, Lord.
God, my God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise you, God, for your deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, today for the queen, oh God, that you heal her body, oh God, from that spider bite, God, that the venom will
yes.
no longer be a problem in her body.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of
every one of us, God, that causes my body to have a negative reaction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We put the pastor's collection as she travels, oh God, and everybody else who travels, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you just protect, oh God, and let the angels even surround the vehicles that they are riding in, oh God, or flying in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for David, oh God, continue to heal his body, God.
Thank you, Lord, for your
medication, oh God. Continue to heal the body. Help
Samuel, oh God, Pastor Kerman, oh God, and the husband, oh God, in the name
of
Jesus, Lord God, let the hemorrhaging stop, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for
it,
Lord God, moving by your power, Lord God. There's nothing greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. So we give you the honor, glory, and the praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord.
We pray, God, today.
Great is thy faithfulness.
We
thank you, God. And we praise you. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, every cancer is in there, oh God.
Where you know that have been removed out of
the
body.
Every name.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the complete healing, oh God, the forever healing, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for the children, oh God, if they go back to
every
school, God.
Time it's
the glory of
Jesus
in the classroom, God.
To the glory of
God.
So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. Worshiping you and adoring you, Lord God. For the things that you're doing, oh Lord God, the things that you're going to do, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Looked all over, Lord God. Searched all over, Lord. Just couldn't find no one, sir. No one greater than you, oh Lord God. So we praise you, God, and we adore you, oh Lord God.
In the name
of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God. Every prayer request, Lord God, we thank you. What a beautiful song this morning, oh Lord God. Thanking you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for the marriage that's getting reconciled, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you this morning, God, because you are the Almighty God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for this platform, prayer, praise, and deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God, that you're blessing our children, oh Lord God. Those that are in the schoolhouse, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, Lord, by your spirit, by your power, Lord God, showing yourself strong, Lord God, in every situation, oh Lord God. To you be the glory, God. To you be the glory, the honor, praise forever, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, because of who you are. Because of who you are, Lord God, we give you praise this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're so thankful, Lord God, this morning by morning, God, do mercy, I see, oh Lord God. Bless the wife, oh Lord God, bless all the children, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Move by your spirit, oh Lord God, move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You alone are worthy, God, of the glory. And the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, God. What shall we render, God? All of you, Lord God, for all of your mercy, God, for all of your benefits, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. We just came to worship you, Lord God, while we have the chance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this morning, God. In the name name of Jesus God. Oh, Lord God, we realize, God, that there's just none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. Search the Lord. Look for, oh, Lord God. Just couldn't find no one, oh, Lord God. Covering every prayer request, oh, Lord God. It's morning by morning, God. It's new mercy we see, God. So we bless your name this morning, God. And we praise your name, oh, Lord God. We honor it, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we thank you, oh, Lord God. Asking that you'd have mercy, oh, Lord God. Lord God, on those that are going through a time of ruin, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that you give seed to the soul, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for financial increases, oh, Lord God. Especially for those who have children that are going back to school and in the colleges, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, if you just regulate, God. You regulated, God, everything would be all right, God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we honor you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the highest, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, the glory, God. We thank you for each and every one, Lord God. We thank you for the wife, Lord God. Thank you for those who came, Lord God, this morning, yesterday morning, down through the years, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your steadfastness, oh Lord God, that you're unmovable, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We say yes, Lord, to your will, Lord God. We say yes all day long, God. Hallelujah, God. For you alone are worthy, God, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. We, Lord God, we bring you the sacrifice, God. Just the fruits of our lips, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord God. For you alone are worthy, God, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, oh Lord God. What a fast today, Lord God. In the prayer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Knowing that we pray your will, oh Lord God. Now, Lord God, that we have our petition, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Strengthen us on every side, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we bless your name today, God, and we praise your name today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we desire to enter into your presence, oh Lord God, into the holiest of all, oh Lord God, that you would touch our lives, God, that we would never be the same again, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, God. Say, he that abideth in the secret place of the Most High, Lord God, shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. Lord Jesus, you are our fortress, you are our strength, O Lord God. My God, it's in you that we trust, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Work miracles today, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Setting ourselves in agreement, God, that you're going to bless. Oh, hallelujah. All that has to do with the school buses, the school system, O Lord God. Lord God, let teachers have a change of heart, O Lord God, that they don't be a shortage of the teachers when it comes time to open the doors of the schools this year, Lord God, in the next few weeks, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let all the bus driving jobs be covered, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the physicians, oh Lord God, to have to give these children physicals, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, touch, oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, God, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God. We honor you. Hallelujah, you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, you're worthy, oh Lord God, of the honor, the glory, the praise, God. It just belongs to you, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. God, praise all of our needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for these prayers today. Thank God for the unity. Unity of the Spirit. God is just blessing us to be a blessing. That's the thing that I think about sometimes, that we are blessed to be a blessing. So we are appreciative of the blessings that we have here. We have some blessings through the word and through the prayers and through the praises. You know, we're blessing the Lord and he's blessing us and we're blessing each other. So there's blessings all around. So before we go today, I do want to share something. It's one of these scriptures that we got from Apostle Horsley and his wife for the fast, and it's in the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And it says, the people of Nineveh believed and trusted in God, and they proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth and penitent mourning from the greatest even to the least of them. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. When word reached the king of Nineveh of Jonah's message from God, he rose from his throne, took off his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the dust in repentance. He issued a proclamation, and it said, in Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, no man, animal, herd, or flock is to taste anything. They are not to eat or drink water. But both man and animal must be covered with sackcloth, and everyone is to call on God earnestly and forcefully, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn in compassion and relent and withdraw his burning anger judgment so that we will not perish. Verse number 10 says, when God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God had compassion and relented concerning the disaster which he had declared that he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. So we just thank God for this passage of scripture. And, you know, if we know the whole story about Jonah and how Jonah was not trying to pay attention to what God told him to do, Jonah ended up in a horrible mess in the belly of a fish. But, you know, he went on and told the people of Nineveh what God had said. And so they decided they were going to turn from their wickedness and do what God said. And so, you know, we as we are praying and fasting, let's pray for this nation, especially our nation, United States of America, that our nation would turn from the wickedness that we see going on in our nation. So much turmoil, so many different crazy things happening. We know that God is in control of the weather. God is in control of everything. But, you know, he gives us a will to do what we should do. So we as a people of God, we want to do his will. We want to do what he says. We want to live according to the word of God so that we can see change. We're seeing change, but we want to see even more change in our nation and across the world. So let's, as we're going into our fast, you know, read these scriptures that we have been given. There were several that they gave us, and they're very excellent scriptures for this fast to help us to know that we can turn from those things that the enemy has placed in our hearts to try to do. You know, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Lord God Almighty has given us his word, and we will use his word to make change in our lives. And when we make changes in our lives, sometimes we have to take inventory of what we are doing personally. Are we really serving God the way he would desire? Are we reading our Bibles enough? Are we praying enough when we get off the prayer line? Are we interceding on behalf of those who need help? We need to intercede on behalf of many people. Some people in our neighborhoods, we don't know all of their names. But one thing, and that's for sure, God knows their names. And we have to intercede on behalf of those people who we see in our neighborhoods. I have seen different people in my neighborhood, people walking down the street cursing and screaming and hollering on the phone or hollering at each other, and you can hear the noises coming from the houses sometimes where people are cursing each other and just bawling each other out. And even the children, they see their parents going through these processes, and this negatively affects the children. So we pray that the children's minds will be covered by the blood of Jesus. We pray that these children that have an opportunity to go to church will receive Jesus, and they can pray for their parents. They can intercede on behalf of their parents. So as we're praying, you know, during this time of fasting, let's just keep in mind that we have the power through the Holy Ghost. We are anointed by God to do his work. And so we want to continue to have that urgency as we see our theme as an urgent call to pray and fast. Have an urgency, not only during this fast, but each and every day we should have some urgency in our minds and in our thoughts that there's an urgency to pray, to read, to intercede, because there are so many, I'm telling you, so many awful things that are happening in our world. I mean, there's chaos in our government. I mean, our government just seems like everybody wants to just tear each other down. I don't know why they don't want to work together to help this nation. They are trying to support their own agenda. So there's, you know, many things that we can pray about, but we want to know that we have the power of God through his word, through prayer, through unity. You know, when we're praying together, there's an awesome power there, because he says in his word that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So when we come together, there's more than two or three of us here, and we are interceding together. We're on one accord. We have the same mind. And so let's, as we're going through the fast, let's just think about each other, you know, and call out our names. You know, I call out your names as I'm going through my prayers. I'll go through my mind and try to remember each and every person's name who's on the prayer line. And if I can't remember, I just go to my notes and I say, okay, I forgot that name. And then I'll call that name that I missed. So just consider your sisters and brothers, even in your churches. You have groups that you may be attached to. I'm on the prayer team at the church. And so there are different people in the prayer team that I call out their names, and different ones that other groups that you may be connected with in your church, and even just people who you surround yourself with. Just say prayers for them. Say prayers that will help them in their lives to be stronger in the Lord, to have that spirit of the Lord. You know, have a spirit of discernment. That is so key. My mother taught me some things about discernment, and those things that we learn about discernment, we need to keep that in mind, that God gives us the discerning spirit so that we will know. Sometimes people may not even have to say much, and there are times you can see their actions and you discern what they're dealing with, discern what kind of a spirit they have. And so we just pray that God will continue to help us as we go through this fast to have more of a discerning spirit, to be able to pray and not even have to speak to a person about the behavior or what they're dealing with. Sometimes you don't have to. You just say a prayer, and God will do the work. God is the one who knows all things. So let's just keep that in mind, that God knows all things, and he will help us even as we pray in our tongues, you know, pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit pray, because the Holy Spirit knows. Sometimes we don't know how to pray as we should, but if we allow the Holy Spirit to pray in and through us, we will see some even bigger changes happening in our world and in our lives. Amen. So we're right here at the top of the hour, and we are going to seal and cover all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for each and every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those demonic words. We send them back to the sender. And the things that somebody sent our way for our harm, we decree and declare that it turn out for our good. I decree today that the Lord scatters our enemies and they will not be able to come together and do the things against us in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that their plans are stopped right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit that has attacked our finances, we bind up those demons right now in the name of Jesus. I decree today that our businesses are being blessed and prosper, because the Lord God Almighty said in his word that he gives us power to get wealth. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we are in a wealthy place by the power of Jesus Christ and through his word. I decree today that the anointing is destroying yokes and bondages right now. I decree today that those who have been resisting God will no longer be able to resist him, but they will come to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that those who are struggling with drugs and alcohol are being delivered right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that our families are blessed and they cannot be cursed in Jesus' name. I decree today that we as people of God will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I decree today that we are healed in the name of Jesus by the stripes of Jesus. I decree and declare that we are healed of all maladies and sicknesses and diseases. In fact, I make a declaration for our pastor, Corrine, that she is healed from the stroke that she had in Jesus' name. I decree today that those weapons that have been formed against us shall not prosper in Jesus' name. I decree today that we walk in the spirit of love, peace, and joy in the name of Jesus. Amen. So once again, I want you to know that I love you, that you are loved by me, and that you thank you for loving me back, praise God, and that you love yourself, you love your family, your friends, and your foes. Hallelujah. We're loving people into the kingdom. So let's continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.